I went through that experience in 2018. I ended up buying a course, you know, learning about the feminine divine. Y'all know I'm about that life, that feminine divine life. And I realized that this woman, who was a white woman, who is very knowledgeable, don't, you know, I'm not discrediting that, was teaching me things that were coming from indigenous communities, that were coming from my own personal ancestors' communities. And I started to be angered, blinded by the anger that she was taking this ancient wisdom from my culture and other people of color, their culture, and then making a profit off of it and not acknowledging where it came from. And when I say acknowledging, for me, that means you saying such and such taught me this, such and such gave me this insight. Not like, oh, the indigenous community, you know, inspired me to move this way. Like, no, bitch, where the fuck did you get this information from? Because it's not from your ancestors. It's not. And then that just, I remember crying one time because I understood the information was good and that it was needed. But I could not get past the fact that I had to have a white woman teach me about my own people. I just couldn't do it. And then I was more frustrated with myself. I'm going to keep it 100% with y'all today. Because we going in New York accent coming all the way through. We going in today. I had to come to terms. And again, shout out to my best friends. Shout out to, again, the strong black women that I talked about earlier that come through in the clutch for me. And I had to sit there and say to myself, after it being brought to my attention, because I didn't even realize I did it, there I had the choice to pick between this white woman and this black woman, both teaching the same thing, right? And I still chose a white woman. Why? Y'all don't say. I don't know. Fucking conditioning? I don't know. I don't know why I did that. But I couldn't even get past the first 2 months of information. I just couldn't do it. I just could not do it. I ended up giving my space to one of my friends that could understand and tolerate everything, and just talking to her about it. And of course, because the information was meant for me regardless, God came through in the clutch, and I was able to still receive that information whether or not I realized it, through audiobooks and through like other events that I ended up going to, through one of my girlfriends, Natalie. She runs La Brujas Club, and that's all about people of color, safe spaces for women of color, and for self-identifying women of color. And I really learned so much about accepting magic and the history and the context in which it comes from for people of color. Whether you consider yourself to be brown or black, you're still a person of color. If there's melanin in your skin, you are a person of color. If you don't know whether you're Latino or if you're Spanish, then I suggest you check out a few Instagram accounts that I'll probably post on my social media for you to get in touch with yourself so that you know your truth. But 9 times out of 10, if you're of Latin descent, from my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm always willing to learn, there is some type of African descendants within you. Some type. Somewhere along the line. Because when I did my research and my history for myself, I realized that my founding father, if you will, within, you know, America, was an Irish man named Benjamin Patrick. He married a Native American woman named Amy, or she was named Amy, because I'm pretty sure that wasn't her actual name. And then they had my great-grandmother, who we're not really sure who she was with, but at some point in time, black entered my bloodline, and here I am today. Mixed, but if you ask me, I am black. I am black. And then that also goes into the frustration of being appeasing to the eye, being pretty or beautiful, and then people asking me who I, like, you know, what's my, you know, where am I from and stuff like that. And I'm always like, oh, I'm from New York. You know, I play it real. And then eventually we get to the part of like, you know, my ancestry. And I always say I'm black. you know, it'll eventually come out that there's some Brazilian in there, there's some Irish in there, whatever the case is. But like, if you ask me, I'm black. And I don't want you to ever think that my beauty comes from anything else but me being black. Because that's what we're not going to do. We're not going to be like, oh, you're Brazilian, that's why. No, bitch, that's not why. I'm black. That's why. That's why. Let me teach you. Let me fix this. And it's just like, it's just so, I couldn't take it anymore. I think like watching Amanda cry in her frustration, I felt empathy for her. I was angry for her. I was enraged because why? Why are we continuously having to go through this? Why is it not even the second month of this year yet? And I see black women wondering if they need to include white women so they can make more money in what they do. And let me say something. If you're a business owner, like I said, I'm going to be saying some real shit in this episode because I keep my opinions to myself unless asked. But this is my fucking podcast. So you know what? Y'all ask me. Like, if you're a black business owner, what frustrates me the most, what grinds my gears, is when you are trying to be inclusive and include white women in your promotional material. Like, it just started happening, I want to say 5 to 10 years, and I'm being lenient, where L'Oreal, all these major companies, Victoria's Secret, things like that, they had their token black girl who was either my complexion or a little lighter or racially ambiguous to be like, oh, we're diverse. And then you're over here as a small business, barely making revenue, trying to figure out how everyone can feel safe and included when you yourself aren't safe and included in other spaces. So my whole thing goes back to that self-first mentality of if you can't put yourself first and make sure that your space that you're creating with your own genius, your own talent, your own energy, your own money, if that can't provide safety for you first, what are you doing providing it for other people? If I can't be safe in my own space I created, nobody is safe. What am I doing thinking about other women if I'm not safe, if my people aren't safe? How does that work? Where do you have the energy? Because let me tell you something, I don't have the time or the energy to be thinking about, did I add this white person in? Like, does she feel, you know, did I say something a little too harsh? We are so hypersensitive and hyper aware to not offend white people so that they don't feel bad about the fact that a lot of their ancestors were fucked up towards ours and probably still are if they're alive and kicking. Like, really and truly, open your eyes. I love you. But I also don't tolerate ignorance to that extent. You're so concerned about this white woman feeling included that you're excluding black women. Oh, I'm trying to be inclusive so that everyone, you know, everyone needs this healing. Yeah, I agree. Everyone does need healing because Lord knows we're all fucked up. But you only have the experience of a black woman. Why would that not be your primary go-to? Why? And if you say anything about, well, you know, they don't really pay, they don't really support, that is your own warped mentality and you are attracting that experience. So try again. Try again. Why are you not your first priority? Because when I help heal black women, understand that as a self-first act. Because if my black sister is healing, is growing, is being nurtured and nourished, so am I by default. By default. You know how many times I've been in white wellness spaces where they're like, oh, I don't see color. You know, like, we're all just love and light. I need you to see this color. Like, God, remember, this is a morning podcast, I need you to see my color because I love my color. I don't want you to think that because I am this color, that it shouldn't be recognized, that you need to look past my complexion to be able to relate to me, to be able to connect to me. Don't insult me like that. Don't even be insulted like that. If someone says that to you, check them. Like, oh, you know what? Before we even go into this conversation, let's just clear something up. I don't need you to be colorblind. You know, being a black woman is a privilege. It is a privilege. Though there's a lot of fucking, you know, baggage that comes with it, unfortunately. Like, being a black woman, I am so proud. I couldn't imagine being anything else other than a black woman. I've never had a desire to be anything else than black and a woman. No matter how crazy society makes it sound that, no matter how crazy society makes it for us to be black women, I am continuously inspired by black women. When I look at history, all I can see are how incredible black women are and how we continue to lay groundwork and to shift culture for all of you to benefit from. And even in us doing so, we are still attacked. Our flaws are still highlighted. Or if we get to a certain prominent level of success, we're just American. No more African-American, though. No more black American. Oh, she's an American poet. Oh, she became a doctor? She's an American doctor. No. Same thing happened with the black and, I believe she's black and Japanese, woman that won the U.S. Open. She went from being black and Japanese, or Haitian and Japanese, to just being a Japanese, the first ever Japanese winner of the U.S. Open or something like that. With, as soon as she hit a level of prominency, it was like, oh, we got to take that back because you can't be that high up and be black. Mm-mm, honey. We don't associate black with success, despite the fact that black excellence runs through everything. 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 You can look at anything in your life, and I can assure you it's been touched by black people. Whether we created it, whether we inspired it, whether we, it was an innovation of ours. You're welcome. And if you're an ally listening to this, cultivate that sense of gratitude and help us to create these safe spaces. Honor them. I've had white women come to vibe sessions, and what they do is they sit there, they observe, and they listen. They're not there to give their point of view, because in all honesty, I would tell your point of view is irrelevant in this space. And if you came here to give me your point of view, you could get up and go. I've had white women come and sit and just be like, I just wanted to be here to listen. That's it. I just wanted to listen. And I've actually never had the chance or the opportunity just to listen to black women speak their truth. Because again, us as black women being hyper fucking sensitive to white people and white women and their white guilt, we're always just like, oh, well, you know, like, you know, trying to ease them through it. But we're not being eased through anything. Anything. And it's just like, I can't, you know, my small little body has so much energy right now, wolves, so much. And I am going to continue to do all that I possibly can to cultivate safe, luxurious spaces for women of color, even if it's coming out of my own pocket. I can't even tell you the frustration that I felt in creating Wolf Care, which is in real time happening this Sunday. And the fact that it was extremely hard to secure sponsors. The amount of money that had to come out of my own pocket that was money well spent, if you ask me. Finding just a space to be donated for Black History Month, because if we forgot, that's what February it is. That's what February is considered in this society, is our month, right? That there were spaces not willing to do that. And then again, I see all these amazing events happening by white women, and you talk to them, you talk to the event creator, like, oh, you know, I got the hookup for this space, or, you know, my friend introduced me to somebody and they let me have this space. I'm talking about immaculate spaces, penthouse suites, hotel lobbies that are like secured, really dope bar, like restaurants, you know, catering food. Cause like, oh, it's a movement that I'm into. You know, we're talking about wellness. Like, I support that. You support it because it's a white woman. Or then even the frustration and, you know, mixing and mingling with Black women entrepreneurs and them knowing that you're putting on an event and not giving you any insight. Like, and I thank God for my wolves, because this is not their business. They're not making a profit off of it. But they were there helping me find notebooks that were affordable, helping me find goodies that were affordable, like helping me find spaces. Like, this is not even their fucking company. Half of them weren't even coming to the event because they didn't even live in the area. And just giving me insight. Like, babe, try this out. Oh, Lo, make sure you do this. Or did you do this? Checking in on me. How are you doing? How are you feeling? You have your outline yet? You want to go over it with me? Like, that's what we should be doing. That's where our focus should be, on helping each other build. As Issa Rae said, build across instead of building up. And we still are struggling with that. And it was so much that I was like, you know what? I can't even get on this podcast for 2 weeks. I was like, you know what? Nope. Because I just might spend the entire time cursing. Out of that much frustration. And again, I thank God that I didn't have to go through the experience of having to get women to invest in themselves, to be like, you know what? I need this day. I need to be in a space with other Black women. I need to be loved on. I need to be nurtured. I thank God that I've been able to cultivate an audience that is aware of that necessity. And was able just to be like, you know what, let me purchase this ticket because I need to be here. I need to be here. And then I'm still dealing with anxiety of the fact that I had to get I got a really beautiful space in Brooklyn, despite the fact that it's owned by a white man. I did my best. A lot of Black spaces that I was looking towards weren't down for what it is that I was trying to provide for whatever reason. And I have this anxiety that I am doing everything I can to move it through my body, because I know if I focus on it, it's going to magnify and then it's going to actually happen, and then I have no one else to blame but myself. But this fear that we're going to all be there together, you know, I'm not even going to speak it out there. All I'm going to do is that if you got to this point in the podcast, take a moment with me to just affirm our truth. You know, I am safe. I'm in a safe space. I'm divinely led. I walk in love. My opportunities are endless. I live in my abundance. I am divinely protected. I am in love with who I am. Let's just come back to our truth. So if you are a Black woman and you're feeling this type of rage, I did want to do a CPR method for you to move through it. The first thing you want to do is create a safe space, whether that's just you alone in your room with your favorite music on. If that's you in your bubble bath, you know, that's a safe space for you. If that's you with your best friend, whatever it is, create a safe space. The next thing I want you to do is to praise on purpose. I want you to find everything magnificent about you and shout it from the rooftop. I want you to continue to affirm and have gratitude for self and in this moment. Yes, we are going through a lot of shit, but I'm grateful to be a Black woman. like, I'm so grateful. Like, just even saying that sentence, the sheer, like, sensation that runs through my body, like, I have true gratitude for being Black, and I have true gratitude for being a woman, but I have this ultimate gratitude for being a Black woman. I am so grateful. I am so honored to be a Black woman. I'm grateful for these experiences because they remind me of who I am, where I've been, and where I'm going. They keep me in alignment. I'm grateful for Amanda Seales being courageous enough to share her truth, being vulnerable enough to share her truth. I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful that it became inspiration for me to do this podcast, that it was a confirmation for me to continue to make spaces for Black women, despite whether it seems savvy or not. We need this. I'm grateful for my own experiences in dealing with privilege, whether it's male privilege or white privilege or white woman privilege. I'm so grateful for the fact that I was able to have those experiences and still be a loving and kind and gentle soul. Still a little hood, you know. But overall, I'm very kind and generous, and I'm still able to be in these spaces and not have a genuine hate towards them. Because I can also see behind and beyond their privilege. Like, I want you to praise on purpose. Find everything. There's a silver lining to everything. I don't care what you've gone through. I don't care what you've experienced. I don't care how much rage is within you. There is always something to be grateful for. And the better you get at finding what that silver lining is, the better your life becomes. The better you are to navigate through these experiences, because they're not going to stop. I was just telling my boyfriend that the other day, like, life's not going to get easier. We're just going to get better at handling it. Gratitude and practicing that, praising yourself, is how you strengthen yourself. Because let me tell you, to show up in this world as a Black woman, as a person of color, you need all of the encouragement that you can give yourself, all the love that you can give yourself, and then some. The last thing I want you to do is recover. Make sure that you're well rested, that you're hydrated, because let me tell you something, if you out here dehydrated in these streets, you will pop on somebody. You will. You're not well rested, someone's getting smacked. You will. Or you end up being that terrible person in the streets. So recover, recover, recover. Make sure you get your sleep. Make sure you're taking your supplements. I can't even tell you how many supplements I take to ensure that I'm showing up as my best self. Shorty's taking vitamin D. She's taking CBD oil, ashwagandha, vitamin B12, mushrooms, lion's mane, collagen. Your girl is supplemented up. Because I know that those supplements allow me, I can lean on them in moments. When I'm not feeling my best, the vitamin D kicks in for me. And I'm just like, ooh, okay. Just breathe through it. Keep it moving. Connect back to your breath. Meditate. Dance. Get back into that ancestral wisdom that is within our hips. Move your hips. Ground yourself. Oh my God. Recover, recover, recover. I want you to, in those moments where you're feeling that frustration from that type of privilege you're experiencing, whether it's white male privilege, white woman privilege, male privilege, ask yourself, how am I going to recover? And in that moment, that might be just like, yo, drink some water. Because your inner wisdom is there. A lot of times we're over here like, oh, I don't know if it's my intuition or if it's my inner critic. Like, ask a question and see what the response is. If it's a loving response, it's not your inner critic. Your inner critic's not going to be like, oh, girl, go get some water. They're like, bitch, you're dehydrated. Oh, well, ha, 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 ha. But your intuition is going to give you quick and simple things to do. Lay down, rest, sleep, drink water, go outside, walk around, take a deep breath. Even go on your social media to distract yourself, to scroll through, to see something inspiring. You know, if you haven't filtered out your social media yet, you should get on that too. My entire social media is nothing but powerful Black women. Just sharing love and inspiration. all the time. And the minute that it's not, that person is deleted and blocked because I have no time for it. So I want you guys to do that. Create a safe space for yourself. It takes nothing to create a safe space. Let me tell you, I can be on a train crowded and I will take out my flow spray, my flow alignment mist, and spray it 3 times, whether it's in my palm or around me, take in my 3 deep breaths, and I have created a safe space for myself. If I'm feeling hate and anger and rage, I will spray some embrace on my heart chakra, in my palms, and take deep breaths. Safe space created. It does not take much to create a safe space. You need to be diligent in doing so. Praise on purpose. Find those silver linings. Make it a game if you have to. Find the silver linings. They're there. And recover, recover, recover. And then recover some more. And I say this for recovery. A lot of us, a lot of Black women, I am always telling my girlfriends, like, when they're like, oh, you know, I've been sleeping in bed for 3 days. I'm like, and? What's your point? And it's like, oh, girl, you know, I got to get up. I got to get things done. No, you are just awakening to understanding self-care and self-love and self-healing and self-awareness and self-worth. Like, these are just new to you. You might be 5 years deep. I know this started happening for me when I was like 22, 23. I'm 28 now. So that's 5 years. Look at that as in the age of a human being. That's a toddler. They're still figuring out how not to fall down when they walk or how to spell their name at that age. So you're new at this. So if you end up spending a freaking month in bed, stop beating yourself up about it. You need to recover. A lot of us have been I've been working a job until recently. I've been working a traditional job since I was 12, from 12 to 27. That's well over 10 years of working without taking care of myself, with no self-care in sight. And I don't even know about my childhood, because don't ask, because I don't know what was happening before 12. I'm pretty sure I was living my best life. I don't know. But that's over 10 years of recovery that needs to occur right now. So if I end up taking a month off and I can't produce anything and I can't create anything and I can barely get up and get myself together, it doesn't mean that I'm depressed. It doesn't mean that I'm not motivated or that I'm lazy or that I'm uninspired. It just means that my body's like, oh my God, you've given me a chance to rest. Out of these 15 plus years of you going hard for absolutely no reason, because harmony will happen regardless. Either you will invite it in or it will kick down the door. Like, now I can rest. And start looking at it that way, shifting your perspective. When I have days where I'm just laying in my bed and I'm just watching Netflix, I'm eating popcorn and Raisin Nuts, I don't feel guilty. There is no shame to that. I don't feel bad. One, because my anxiety is real and I refuse to trigger it in that extent. But also because I'm like, you know what? I'm probably just resting up. Whether it's from something that I did in the past that I need to catch up on rest on, or if I'm preparing myself for the future. And I kid you not, just having that perspective has done so much for my mental well-being, for my overall well-being. And to the point where if I'm taking 2 weeks off just to chill and relax and have fun, most likely that next following week, I'm either packed with back-to-back events or, you know, something comes up out of the blue and it doesn't take me off course because I've spent time resting and recovering without guilt. You cannot recover feeling guilty and shameful. That's not recovery, sis. That's not how that works. You need to find a way to shift through your guilt. And if you do not know how to do that, please check out other episodes of this podcast. Please slide in these DMs. I am responsive. Talk to me. Ask questions. I am launching a membership platform in March for you to be able to come and have a community of women you can tap into that are about that life, that can encourage you when you can't encourage yourself, that can love on you, that can show you how to love on yourself. Come to one of my events. I have my Wolf Care session in real time happening in February. The next one is in April. I'll have Matcha and Chill in March. I'm doing an event. I'm committing to doing one event every month. On top of vibe sessions, on top of guest speaking on panels and hosting other events. in real time, my girlfriend Adira is putting on a Black History mixer for Philadelphia, where I'll be hosting on panel and vending. So come through February 9th, February 16th in Brooklyn, I'll be vending. And February 23rd, I believe it's in Baltimore. There are tons of spaces. So if you're looking for a space to heal as a Black woman and you don't know where to go, don't hesitate to hit me up. Check out my social media because I'm posting about spaces all the time. I just got back. You know, I launched a mini tour for myself. I just got back from DC last Saturday for Black Girl Balance, where I was a vendor and a panelist. Shout out to my boo Yvette Brown for putting on an amazing event for Black women to come together from New York City, Philly, Baltimore, Virginia, Maryland. They all came through. Other places in Maryland, you know what I mean? They all came through to do yoga, to do central dance, to support small Black women businesses, to ask vulnerable questions, to heal themselves. You know, like, we're out here, and we're out here for you. There are designated spaces for Black women to heal. You do not have to compromise in your healing. You don't have to show up in a space where you're the only Black person and be like, oh man, well, you know, I really need this information. We are actively creating these spaces for you. All that we ask you to do is to show up and support. Start redirecting your vision so that you can truly heal with women that look like you, that reflect who you are. And if you are a business and you want to sponsor, or you want to support, or you want to donate a space, feel free to contact me on my email. It's on my website, lobaland.com. Feel free to DM me and we can set up a formal meetup if you want me to sit on your panel, if you want me to host your event. Like, I'm out here. I'm ready. I'm ready to do the work. I'm prepared to show up in these spaces. I'm prepared to hold space for you. Always. Reach out, let's connect, let's build. I love you. Thank you for listening to this two-part episode. I guess I did catch up on my podcast anyway. Yay. And again, like I said, check out everything. And let's get into it. Love you, love you, love you. I hope you have an amazing week. And yeah. Bye, wolves.